I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado grape growers will not know for some months the full extent of the damage done by the early freeze in late October. Between the late freeze in April, wildfires, summer and fall, and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Choose your disaster from this year.
Commissioner of Agriculture Kate Greenberg says the late October freeze was just the latest hardship for Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties along the western slope.
Especially in the wine industry out there, but we know that fruit producers were also hit.
Now those growers wait word on the disaster declaration from the Secretary of Ag requested by Governor Polis.
It would be available to any producer who was affected by that freeze. We are certainly encouraging folks to stay in touch with their county FSA office if they were in an impacted area. All of this will move through FSA. The governor and I are sort of chief advocates in that process to try and move it along and get this declaration and then get the resources available as quickly as possible.
A survey of the damage in the Grand Valley by CSU found a minimum crop loss of 70% and up to 100% possible. The Vitis vinifera grape varieties, the familiar European wine grape species, account for 87% of Colorado's production. Damage to cold-tolerant grape varieties, making up the other 13% of Colorado's grape production, has been reported in Delta and Montrose counties, according to the Department of Agriculture. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.